This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Health officials have reported a third person has contracted inhaled anthrax, the most serious form of the disease. The man works in two postal facilities in the Washington, D.C. area, both of which are now temporarily closed. Postal workers are being tested for exposure to anthrax bacteria in Washington and in New Jersey as officials try to trace the flow of anthrax-laced letters through the postal system. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
The postal worker who contracted inhalation anthrax started feeling ill last Tuesday. Officials say he went to a hospital in suburban Virginia 3 days later with a fever and chest pain and started getting treated for anthrax right away before tests confirmed he indeed has the disease. Virginia Health Commissioner Dr. Ann Peterson hopes the man will recover, but she says what little is known about surviving anthrax indicates the prognosis for inhalation anthrax generally is not very good.
Inhalational anthrax is an extraordinarily rare disease. We are also looking at it far more intensively than we ever have. We're going to learn a lot more about, you know, what is the prognosis when we catch somebody at this stage and when we get them the drugs at that stage.
But being part of the learning curve for public health officials is making some postal workers uncomfortable. Of the 9 confirmed cases of anthrax so far, 1 U.S. postal worker has inhaled anthrax and 2 others in New Jersey have skin anthrax. Over the weekend, preliminary tests on 13 of 23 work areas at a New Jersey mail processing center came back positive for anthrax spores. John Watkins manually processes mail going to government offices. He's worked at Washington, D.C.'s main sorting facility, now temporarily closed down, for 7 years. He says he somehow feels he's been lied to.
We ask questions, but like we only go by the responses that my supervisor gave us. It's just like, it's not true at this time. You know, so like, don't believe anything unless it's concrete.
Postal officials began some tests of Washington area facilities last Thursday, but they say they didn't want to shut down buildings and ask more than 2,000 employees to get their noses swabbed and start on a 10-day course of antibiotics until they knew that either someone had become ill or contamination in the facility had been confirmed. And some postal employees came to a downtown government center for testing on Sunday because they were told to, not because they believe they've been exposed to anthrax spores. Tom Laplosa processes express mail at a Maryland facility. He also frequently picks up loads at a sorting building near the Baltimore-Washington airport, as did the man who is now ill. But Laplosa's not wearing gloves or a mask at work.
I'm not concerned with it. I have so many other things that go around. That's just one more thing. I just take the attitude that go through life and whatever hits you, hits you.
Health officials have been hit hard over the past 2 weeks as the public begins to respond to evidence that people at media companies, postal facilities, and U.S. congressional offices have been exposed to anthrax bacteria. Washington area health officials say hospitals are getting about 10 cases a day of patients with anthrax-like symptoms, which turn out to be other ailments. Washington, D.C.'s public health director Ivan Walks insists things are under control.
The individual who currently is saying, another anthrax case, I've got my Cipro, I ordered it from wherever, do not begin taking that Cipro. You have public health officials who will notify you when it is appropriate and for whom it is appropriate, and we will give it to you.
In New York, Mayor Rudolph Giuliani said Sunday tests at a variety of news organizations turned up no new evidence of anthrax bacteria. In Washington, the full Capitol building is reopening today after the House of Representatives closed their chamber last week. Lawmakers are due for a regular session Tuesday. But nearby congressional office buildings remain closed, pending further results on the search for anthrax bacteria. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.